God speaks to us. God speaks to us every time the scriptures are proclaimed at Holy Mass. And it's God's Holy Spirit that takes words that were written and spoken thousands and thousands of years ago, that makes them alive for us to have meaning and purpose in our lives right here in 2022. God's Holy Spirit gives life to the scriptures. In the first reading today, we heard about the reading of God's law by Ezra the scribe. Remember what's happening here, a little context for you. The people of Israel, the Jewish people, had been in exile in Babylon for 70 years. So you think about 70 years, when they come back to Jerusalem, we're talking about the children and the grandchildren of the people who went off into exile. So surely while they were in Babylon, they heard the stories of their people, how God had chosen them as his special people, called them to be his own, the stories of Noah and Moses and Abraham and David. They had certainly heard all of these stories told to them by their parents and grandparents. But then when they come back to Jerusalem, when they come home, Ezra, the scribe, takes out the scrolls and reads to them God's word. He reads to them the first five books of the Old Testament, what we call the Pentateuch. And then we hear their reaction. They're so filled with joy and happiness and astonishment to finally hear God speaking to them. They start crying. We hear they weep. They fall down on their knees and they begin to worship. They're so happy to hear God's word, to hear his commands. And then Ezra tells them to go home and have a party, because God has blessed you to hear his word. Then in the gospel, we hear St. Luke. We hear him from the very introduction of his gospel. The first part of today's gospel is Luke 1:1-4, the very beginning. He tells us why he's writing the gospel. He says he's investigated everything anew and wants to give an orderly account of the life and the teaching of Jesus. Why? He tells us so that we can have certainty. So that we can have certainty about who Jesus is, that he was born and preached and taught and died and rose from the dead for us. All four of the evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they were all inspired by the Holy Spirit to write the words of their gospels, to use their experiences, their investigating, their talents, to write with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in cooperation with the Spirit. And so their writing becomes instruction for us. Instruction in the faith. Matthew and John, they were apostles. So they had a firsthand account of being with Jesus and being called by him. Mark and Luke rely on other witnesses. They were part of the early Christian community, but they were not apostles. So as Luke tells us, he investigates the story to present this gospel. Many people think that the Blessed Virgin Mary was provided information to Luke for his gospel, because his gospel contains the story of the Annunciation, which certainly only Mary would have known that. Some believe that St. Peter was the source for Mark to tell him his experiences, firsthand experiences. And then in the second part of the gospel, we hear Jesus go into the synagogue at Nazareth. And he picks up the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 61. And he reads what Isaiah says about the Messiah. That the Messiah was going to come to heal, to raise up, to give life. And then he sits down. Just like today, when we comment on the scriptures in our homilies, it was a custom for whoever read the scriptures in the synagogue to give a commentary on them. So Jesus sits down and every eye is looking at him. And he says that shortest homily probably ever given. Today, these words are fulfilled in your hearing. And what he's saying is that the word of God is no longer text on a page. It's a real person. He himself is the word of God. He himself has come to fulfill all the promises of the Old Testament. And he has come to give us his word, to call us into relationship with himself. My friends, God does speak to us every Sunday. I'm a firm believer in the fact that God has something to say to each and every one of us every time we hear the scriptures proclaimed at Mass. God has a special word that he wants you to hear, to speak into your life right now. In the proclamation of the scriptures, Jesus is made present to us, just as he was in that day in the synagogue in Nazareth. And he speaks to us. Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, a few years ago, gave the third Sunday in ordinary time the name Word of God Sunday, or Sunday of the Word of God. And it was an attempt on his part to highlight for the church the importance of the scriptures proclaimed in the liturgy. In the Archdiocese of Baltimore, we're in the midst of our year of the Eucharist, where we're focusing on the different presences of Christ at the Mass. Of course, his real presence in the Eucharist, which is unique and special. Also his presence among the community, the body of Christ gathered. And today his presence in the Word, in the scriptures proclaimed, that when they are proclaimed, Christ is in our midst. So today gives us the opportunity to reflect on the presence of the scriptures in our own lives. Is God's Word something that we're thrilled to hear Sunday after Sunday? Think about back to that first reading, that very early liturgy of the word. The people are so thrilled to hear the word of God. They listen to Ezra from dawn until noon. Maybe you feel like this homily has gone on that long. They listen to him for half a day. And they're so thrilled to hear it, they fall down and worship in tears of joy. When we hear God's word, would we fall down and worship with tears of joy? Imagine the witness if we did. Do we love God's word and read and meditate on the scriptures and God's presence in our lives through them? Again, think about the people in the first reading. They were illiterate. Even if they could have gotten their hands on a scroll of the law, they couldn't read it. But we have these magical devices. We can read the entire Bible right on our fingertips. We have books in our homes. I've been listening recently to a podcast that reads the scriptures every day of the year and gives a little commentary on them, 20 minutes a day, not long at all. An opportunity to bring God's word into our everyday lives. The whole first part of our Mass is called the Liturgy of the Word. And it's meant to be a privileged time to hear God speak to us. But I often wonder if we Catholics really consider the first part of the Mass to be a privileged time, a privileged experience. Or do we sort of treat it as something we make our way through to get to communion? And yes, the consecration and the Mass are the high point, communion are the high point of the Mass. But the Liturgy of the Word is a time when God feeds us as well. The Second Vatican Council said Christians are fed from the table of God's Word and the table of the Eucharist. Both are a privileged experience of the presence of Christ. In the second reading today, we heard about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that we have all received, first at our baptism and then intensified at our confirmation, which makes us members of the body of Christ. And St. Paul tells us as a member of Christ's body, we each have a role to play. We're not all the same. We're all unique within the body of Christ. And in order to fulfill that role, we have to be fed. We have to be fed from the table of God's Word and the table of the Eucharist.